Agnes Williams is holding up the corners of two colorful banners. One says, no more waste. The other, water is life.
You know, the nuclear issue is very important to us as Indigenous people because we're on the beginning and the end of the nuclear chain at uranium mining and waste disposal.
Williams is coordinator of Indigenous Women's Initiatives, one of the organizations hosting an Indigenous Peoples and Nuclear Free Future Day event tonight at the Buffalo History Museum. The event coincides with the 74th anniversary of the American atomic bombing of the Japanese city of Nagasaki.
Everyone's welcome, and we'd like to have everybody come and listen to our speakers, enjoy the foods, the arts and crafts. We have vendors. There'll be literature tables for people to find out more about all of these issues.
Williams and other speakers at the pre-event press conference discuss the long history of Indigenous land around the world and in the U.S. being taken and used for uranium mining and nuclear weapons testing. Treating and disposing of nuclear waste is also a challenge, and there's at least one local example of it not going well.
The West Valley Demonstration Project, a place that was supposed to be a technological breakthrough for reprocessing on this waste into usable fuel again. Instead, it was a huge technological failure.
Jason Corwin is media director for the Seneca Nation. Radiation from the West Valley site still flows through the Cattaraugus Creek and much of the Seneca Nation's territory. And Corwin says there are three options for the next phase of the cleanup.
Leave it in place, to do a partial cleanup, or to do a full cleanup. And the Seneca Nation has clearly stated that a full cleanup is the only acceptable option.
Speakers also addressed the 2017 federal court decision that allowed the transport of liquid nuclear waste from Ontario to South Carolina. That route allegedly crosses the Peace Bridge. Courtney Anisi is a social worker and intern at the Western New York Peace Center.
These trucks are carrying radioactive materials over the water supply for seven states. They are driving by our communities and our families.
In May 2017, the Buffalo News reported that the first nuclear waste shipment from Chalk River Laboratories in Ontario had arrived in South Carolina. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.